Like we just can't use whatever we have learned.
Yeah, so when we hear classes, we feel this is wonderful, but when actual situation comes, we tend to forget it. So how to use what we have, or how to not forget what we learn in classes? Actually, we have to know that we are fighting an inner war. And fighting a war means that we have to have our weapons with us. And not just weapons, you know, we have to have the specific weapons which can help us fight with a specific enemy. So if we look at our own mind, we will find that there are the ways in which, the broad ways in which the mind tricks us are not unlimited. Okay, the mind may sometimes make us just angry. Sometimes the mind may make us depressed. Sometimes the mind may make us envious. Whatever it is, for us, we will find out there are certain standard ways in which the mind tricks us or the mind troubles us. Then what we can do is, in advance, find out sections from scripture, find out points from which we have heard from classes, which we make accessible for ourselves. See, if we just say that read scripture, but scripture contains so many things, at the right time we will not find the right thing. So if we know that this is the anartha that troubles me, and this is the point really that this point made so much sense to me, then keep that point accessible. So for example, if I have in my computer I keep a anti-anger folder, an anti-greed folder, anti-depression folder. I just give you an example over here. So you know, in that I keep, if I have heard a particular lecture which helps me in that, I keep it over there. Or not even a lecture, you know, even if it's a small section from the lecture, even a small point from the lecture. So whatever is the anartha that is troubling us, the resources for fighting that, we need to make them readily accessible for ourselves. So that way, that time, that it's true, you know, that when the danger comes, the way the mind tricks us is by making us forget things. So, of course, there are times when I have the anti-anger folder in my computer itself and still I write an angry mail. So, ultimately, we have to use our free will properly. It's a challenge. But the more the right thing is easily accessible to us, the more is the likelihood that we will do it. So, it is our responsibility to make the devotional resources as easily accessible as possible. See, in general, the mind is lazy. So, it will always choose the path of least resistance. So now, if we decrease the resistance in the right path, the mind will choose that right path. Because sometimes I'm angry. Now writing a mail also takes some energy. But if I have just some nice extract, nice verses, nice quote which is there, I say, okay, reading that and dealing with the anger is easier than writing a long mail. The mind will do that. So we have to have the customized resources for dealing with the specific anartha that we are troubled by, and we have to keep them as easily accessible as possible. Ultimately, of course, we need Krishna's mercy for remembering at the right time and acting on it. But we can show through all these things the Krishna that we want His mercy. And then Krishna will Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenama Upayantite. He will give us the intelligence by which we can come to Him. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.